story with the brisket roll. It was at a chasana, and the chasana went to put the ring on, and it fell. So he picked it up and he gave it back to him. Again, he went and put it on, so nervous enough, said again, fine. Third time, went and put it on the ring, the color was so nervous, she jumped on it. And everyone said, that's me. I said, so one of the time, Megan went to ask the brisket roll. Something's up here. I said, yeah. So it's in his mind that it wasn't the right time. A few seconds later, it was the right time. And that's why you're right there. Okay. Alright. So we just, in this sense, we're going to finish off about the different shibushim of Tehillah trees. Okay. So the first thing I need to ask is, you have an esrog, okay, which you're not planning on using for your Arba Minim, but you have it's an esrog of Tehillah trees. Yes, so it's kadosh, and you want to hang it in your sukkah. Are you allowed to hang it in your sukkah on sukkah? Okay, so what's the shaila? Okay, so there's perhaps two parts of the shaila. Okay, first of all, we know that the anaphase, as we mentioned once upon a time, but we didn't really get so involved in it then. Yeah, the first source says that the rules of kadoshes are what can you use it for? It says lachem la'achla. Yeah, the Gordon says lachem dumyan la'achla. The lachem, you don't have to duck to eat it. You can have different shemushim from it. But the shemushim that you have, the shemushim that you can have has to be similar to achila. What is that? Says the Gemara, misha naso biro shava. The anah and the biro have to be equal, meaning they have to come at the same time. Okay, so achila, when you eat it, you're destroying it and you're benefiting at the same time. So that's why that's acceptable. As opposed to the Gemara goes on to say, and let's say if you have wood, you burn wood, yeah, and you have wood and you want to use that wood as fuel for cooking. So the way you do it is you first burn the wood, you destroy the wood, and only afterwards are you going to benefit. That's not acceptable. That's not a case of hanas and birushlata. Okay, so the chayr over here. When you're putting this the esrog up, okay, there's no beer taking place, so it's not really hanas on beer shava. Okay, hold on. Okay, that's at least why maybe there's a plus to say that it's not acceptable. Okay, yeah.
Wood.
No, you're right. That's why it doesn't have pastries. Because of that, it doesn't. Yeah. The Gemara over there, at least the way you were trying to speak it out, stick from the Gemara was that. Only things which are also hanas and birushava, only on such items is the peyush shvi'it. It is the kedusha shvi'it. Yeah, so you're right. Yeah. It's because it does, the way to use it is not that hanas and birushava, therefore it also doesn't have kedusha shvi'it.
Unless you were to burn it, you get heat from the union.
I'm saying
if you
don't. Yeah, because we had a machlokes. I don't really get so involved in now. But at the time, it could be it was a machlokes. It's by wood. If certain types of wood, like let's say by the lula, was there that the Rashi explains that it was there for sweeping, which is there the hana and the beer does come at the same time. So in theory, it could have kedushas shvi'is. According to Rashi, others said no. Because the Ritva seems to learn was because generally wood as a whole, but the wider category of wood is generally not used for that, therefore it all gets swallowed up by that. Yeah, and therefore there's no condition to trace on wood. Yeah.
Is the
hana
not a
booth,
in other words, the nutrition, or is the physical treasure again?
I think it could be either.
In the esrog?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay, so with regards to that, to this. Horror that we're saying in the moment, yeah. Some of the forces we come with the Kibbe, this is jumped to source number three, Rebbe Kibbe says clearly that's back one side also. Yeah, our case over here by the Esrog, yeah, when you hang it up, you could already be with topic that by hanging it up, it's in the sun, maybe there's going to be rain, that's already a gram hester. Yeah, remember we discussed the last of the week before, if I remember, we discussed that you definitely can't be mustard payers shvias via dye. That you can't do. But what about being goyer and hesed to pay a shvias? That we said was machlokes. Okay, so I'm not 100% sure of the truth of here. If in a coming, the sun will come and start making inroads into this thing, shriveling it up, and if I make that, maybe that will be a problem. Let's just assume that it doesn't happen. Okay, there's no problem of gram hesed. Yeah, Then, so over here, the way that you're benefiting over here is without any damage to the fruit. Okay, so we're going back one step before that though, which is the discussion of the Gemara, which said that you needed Hanasan and Biur and Shavah, was to exclude a case where the Biur came first, the discussion came first, and then the Hanah came after. That was the case of the wood. You're burning the wood, you're destroying the wood, and afterwards you're benefiting from it. Okay, as opposed to eating where at the same time. You're destroying it while you eat, and you're also benefiting while you eat. Okay, now what about a case where you're first benefiting and only then getting and only afterwards it's being destroyed? Yeah. Okay. So there will be some kind of destruction, but you're first benefiting and the beer is only taking place afterwards.
The assumption is that you're going to use it for a while for the TV. You're going to look at it and you're going to buy out and then eat it.
Not necessarily. Not even that far. It's somehow through your shimush. Yeah, as in not a different shemesh. Through your shemesh now, there's no destruction taking place now. Somehow, over time, there will be. I can't actually think of an example. We'll see. Rabbi Kivik does bring a time. Huh?
Oh,
right, exactly right. So Rabbi Kivik does bring an example which we'll get to. Yeah, okay. But let's just talk about the theoretical case at the moment. Yeah, so that Rabbi Kivik speaks out that is mutter. Okay. The problem with the reason why the other way around is after, yeah, if you're destroying it and then getting hana, it sort of looks like the fact that you're destroying it now, that's really a type of hefter. The fact that there's no hana now, yeah, and all you're doing now is destroying it, that means you're into the parasha of being musty perish through this. But the other way around, where you're first benefiting, you can't say you're destroying it, you're benefiting from it. You're benefiting from this thing. So that is okay. Yeah.
And these things, what the deal is Pesach and my sukkah.
So hang it up in the sukkah.
Right. You already said it or you are going to?
I haven't said it yet.
Okay, please.
Okay. Yeah, we're just going into the theory behind it first.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. So Rabbi Kivik takes on that to get hana before the destruction, that is perfectly acceptable. Okay. So we said over here that our case is even better than other soya, because there's not going to be any hefzer. Okay, so I forgot to mention Rabbi Kivik brings a raya like this. It says that there's a pasuk from La'achla, Chazal Darshan, La'achla, there's two things at Darshan, La'achla v'loy l'hefzer, that's what we're discussing now, but there's also another drasha, La'achla v'loy l'soya. Okay, now Rabbi Kivik takes on that what's the case of selling it? Means I've got a fruit which is a colorful fruit of Kedushas trees, and I sell it. So I'm getting hana through selling it, yeah. But there's no hesed taking place now. Nothing's happening to this fruit, yeah. So why does the Torah need a special drasha to utter it? If the drasha we said of hanah and biur shaveh is literal, you only allowed to benefit when they're coming mamash at the same time. The hanah and the biur is coming at the same time. Only that's mutter. Anything else would be utter. Whether the hanah comes before the biur or after biur, either way it would be utter. If that were true, why do you need special drasha by slayer? Yeah, slayer should be utter anyway. The fact that you have a special drasha, sorry, one second. The fact that you have a special drasha just for slayer tells me that really the estimate should be mutter. Meaning that there's nothing wrong with benefiting first, even though there might be some kind of destruction happening later, that would be okay. That's what Rabbi Kivik takes on. So, yeah.
I'm saying that there's no beer because the spirit
effect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, yeah. So, good. Yeah. You could have said that that's even, yeah, maybe that's even better. I mean, so that maybe that's better than, yeah, that's what you need to address. Yeah, that's fine.
It's not true, so the person himself is going to eat it.
Yeah, no, but I would have thought that's a separate thing. It's not through my mice and mosquito that it's taking place. So if he wants to eat, he can eat it. He can do whatever he likes with it. It's not intrinsic in my mice and mosquito.
Yeah. Excuse me, Rav.
Yeah.
Because if I miss something, because I miss something, just ignore it and continue.
Yeah.
So right now I have Orla Prada.
Orla.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Right now, what I hear. Use this as much as you would like, as soon you will destroy it later.
Use it as much as you like.
If you destroy it later.
Yeah, and even though the destruction will take place later, that's okay.
So in other case, I can sell it to you. No, we have agreement. You will destroy it.
It's okay of soya. If you're avoiding that. Right.
Right now we're not talking about sin.
Okay.
So right now I have lusher shvis.
Yeah.
And some of them I could not eat.
Why not? Why can't you eat it?
You can give it away.
For example, they grow in my backyard.
Why can't you eat it?
Why? Because there's
a feeding. You mean
yeah. So right now, what I'm here, and maybe I'm wrong again, ignore totally. I have to free him. I'm use them, but
no, you know, it's us. You can't eat the season. It's us that eat the season.
Can I cook it?
No.
For my dog. I will destroy. As soon as I will cook, I will destroy immediately after that.
Yeah, but you can't eat. Sleeping, you're not allowed to eat.
I'm not going to eat. I'm trying to sleep. I will cook them and then destroy.
Cook them?
You destroy it in my head. No. After cooking, I can destroy.
Some cooking.
It's not cooking. It's not that you have enough on it and then you have to destroy it. That's not what it's about. It's actually talking the opposite direction. Only use these things in a way where your enjoyment of it causes destruction, and not that you first destroy it and then get rid of it. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell you.
Right now, my enjoyment should lead to destruction.
Well, it doesn't have to be. According to this, it doesn't have to be. But if it does, that would be okay.
Yeah. You think I can eat?
You can eat what? See? Why?
Because if I get it,
it's right. It's not directly. Not because of the traditional sheep. It's a zero on sheep. That's us sheep. Yeah? Okay. Fine. So it's not that there's something wrong with hanging up your PhD. But there is another problem, or potential problem, which is that we know that that noi sukkah, things, your decoration of the sukkah, become kaddish. Yeah, if you don't make it tonight, yeah, so they become kaddish. Yeah, so and you're not allowed to eat them. They're muksa. You're not allowed to eat them. Yeah. Okay. They're kaddish. Yeah, they like the sukkah. No, just for the sukkah. So now in theory, this etrog you cannot eat. Yeah, if you didn't make it tonight, you can't eat it. So maybe that's also you transgressed the pasuk of la'afta. You limited your ability to eat this thing. This thing was you were able to eat this before sukkah, and now you can't eat it.
What's
that not of? You're destroying the achil of it, aren't you?
But at the same time, you're getting enough. As
soon as you put it up,
you're getting enough, and then you're
you're saying, even if you are a mind, the achil of it, you can't eat it now. You're saying you're benefiting from it. You're saying what? So basically, what's the difference between using that and you're allowed to use pastry for other uses? If it's a normal usage.
That question is predicated that on the hanging it up, you are in a way consuming it.
Well, at least
that's a question.
Even if you're not consuming, you're saying you're benefiting from it.
We talked about having the furniture from Pinterest, right?
Yeah.
And we ended up with that as you wear it out, clearly that you're wearing it out over 10 years, you're wearing it out as you're using it, that is considered
that's right.
So hanging up in your circle where you're enjoying how it looks, and it's wearing it out because you have it hanging up. Why is that a myth? Why is that different than furniture? You're enjoying it by looking at it, and it's wearing out from the elements. Your hanah and the consumption.
Yeah, no, but again.
That's your question.
The sign over here is.
Are you asking
a question? Yeah. Fine. The sign over here is that you are. It's more than most cases. Why? Because in this case, you actually can't eat it. It's us to eat.
Yeah, but if you're talking about, and that's what I was asking. If any hanah which is.
Things which are normal, only things which are normal to die with.
Yes, but the rule only has to be normal. It doesn't have to be the optimal way.
So it has to be a normal way. Right, right. It has to be a normal way.
If you're going to tell me that being Gnostic is not normal, then there's no question.
Right. Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Right. That's what's going down. If you hold that it's a normal thing to do with an Esther, then I hear. Yeah. Understand. Then it should be okay. Yeah. Yeah. It depends on that. It depends on the on the sugya. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm not sure. Okay. The mindset anyway. The question you say is that even if you didn't make it tonight, the whole the fact that you might the asila for a few days is not a problem. It's still for etzem can be used for asila, and therefore it is okay. It is better to make it tonight, but the mindset is still mutter. Okay.
That's this whole thing. You take it out of the
plate
for a few days.
There's nothing wrong with the fact that it's not edible for 7 days. It's not a problem. That's not probably my idea.
Question in the
Esra.
Yeah. I put it aside for a few days, not here. Also means
but I can't. Yeah. Even though you can't, but yeah. The fact that it's only a temporary thing, I can take it out and make it ready to eat. I have the ability. This one, I don't have the ability to do it. Yeah.
Well, the same question to Esther can say about a bunch of grapes.
Yeah.
The Esther can only have some thought about the Esther doesn't go bad after 7 days.
Yeah.
If
you hold that Quran hefted is a bayah, then you wouldn't be able to do it. And also, even by the Esra, if you hang out, you make an insertion, that would also be a problem. Yeah? So, anyway, if you are being mastered, that's a problem. Okay, fine. Let's carry on. We're right, we got a bit delayed up here. Okay. Right, if we jump into source number 5. Okay, so here, this was the Gemara. Yeah, so the Gemara says that the machlokes is the Tanaim over here. What can you do with Peiros Shviyos? Yeah, so there's a drasha that says Achem. What do you do with Achem? The Tanakama says that you need Hanasan to Yerushalayim. He said that excludes things like using it for washing or to soak things where the Hanar comes after the beer. Okay, right, Rashi, there's some shutting exactly what I mean, but we're not getting so involved at the moment.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
The Hanar, the whole question of Esra hanging it up, the problem is that the Hanar and the beer are not concomitant. That your Hanar is not what's causing the beer. That's the problem. You're looking at it, isn't what's causing it to get destroyed, it's the fact that it's hanging up. And outside, if you have, let's say, indoors on the table, where it wouldn't be exposed to the elements, yeah. You have the same hanah without having the beer.
Okay, so therefore what?
I think that's the problem, is that your hanah is not what's causing
not the beer. Not related at all.
They're not related.
Whatever, it is, because you want it in the sukkah, but you do want it in the sukkah.
Yes, I get that, but that's a side point.
It's a complicated
issue. He's just saying that.
That's not important. I'm saying they're not related. That's the real issue then.
Even if you have an eye, it doesn't matter. If you want to eat, you cannot eat.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Right. He's saying that the shot over here is why do you even have to come onto that? That's his kasha. Yeah. That's also time for Hana, and maybe that should be mutter because of that. Okay. Fine. Right. Okay. Rabbi Yossi said that you can't use it for malugma. Malugma means like substitute. To use it, to they used to chew these certain fruits or things to make it like a bandage, a plaster, put it on a wound. Okay. He says that's not acceptable. Why? Because one shabbat to the pull. Okay. So according to this, it comes out that at least the payos which are kadosh kedusha shvi'is, which are there for ma'asal adam, you can't use for refuah purposes. Okay, yeah. So let's say you have some kind of alcohol that has kedusha shvi'is, and you want to use it
as a poison.
Okay, or antiseptic. Yeah, it's not acceptable. Yeah, it's not shavu lako, and therefore you can't use it.
Right now, you're trying to tell me I can destroy them by eating, but I cannot go do like that.
Yes, but that's a normal way to eat. You can only use it in a normal way. So that's a normal way. Yeah.
If it's normal way to treat this wound.
But because it's not shabbat hakol.
Right. Not everybody's
not everyone is now ill. So as I'll say that's not included within the
matter. Not everybody hungry. Still don't
have
people. Everybody will have to eat eventually.
Okay. Okay. Only one people.
Yes.
I understood what you said. If everybody doing it, it's fine.
Yeah. It's something that's more than everybody is eating now.
Just a
right. Okay, another thing about we said you can't use it for food, but if there's a certain thing which is normal to eat it, you can use it then for a poor derech achila. Yeah, you've got certain, I don't know, what was the case of the year? You've got, let's say, a chomet, some kind of vinegar that you want to help your teeth. Yeah, so then you can't gargle, mouthwash, yeah, and spit it out. It's clear that you're doing it for a poor. It's not a norm, that's not acceptable.
But, because I tried to learn something from this after this shrimp.
Yeah.
Right now, I can put it in mouth. To chew it,
you can't gargle and spit it out, then it's clear you're doing it for a food. But if it's something that's normal to swallow, yeah, even though at the same time it might be you're helping your teeth, yeah, so it doesn't look like you're doing it for you're already doing an act of eating, even though at the same time it's also going to provide your food, that is okay. If you have oil which is peyos shvi'is, yeah, so you're allowed to light it, yeah, the Rashi says because it's hanas and peyos shvi'is, yeah, it's been destroyed at the same time, you're benefiting, the illumination is taking place at the same time, you're allowed to Shabbos candles you're allowed, right, the Shabbos candles are there to illuminate, they're there for providing light, as opposed to Hanukkah, many poisons, he actually does say it's mutter, but most poisons take on not like that it is after. The fact that you can't benefit from your Hanukkah candles, therefore you can't use the Hanukkah candles. Yeah? Okay? So you're not allowed to have enough from it, so it's not there for enough.
But
what? Right, it's for your mitzvah.
Yeah.
No, it's for you're doing it for a mitzvah. You're not asked to be there now. Wait. Right, it's different. You're right, in the country. Yeah, you're right. You're just saying you don't have a wire for that yet. Okay, I have to think about it. Okay. Okay, so we discussed last week, yeah, that if it's food that's void for an adam, then you can't give it to behemoth. Okay, if it's, let's say you've got fruit which are starting to go off, and it's now roi for a behemoth. So then, if people in that place do give it to behemoth, then that's what you can give it to behemoth. Or if you don't, it's still not a vicious shliach. Yeah, you can't some throw it away. Yeah, that's what we discussed last week. Okay. Yeah, and it's possible for a person to have it, because it's not Michael Adam at the moment. Okay. Now, what happens is the minhag of the place is not like that. Yeah, the minhag of the place is not like that. People don't give it to behemoth, even though it's roi for behemoth, but people don't give it to behemoth. So the chazan ish said it was mutter. Yeah, people, the fact that everyone throws it away now, no one gives it to behemoth. So that is mutter's lost its kedusha shliach, and you're allowed to give it to behemoth. You are allowed to give it to behemoth. Okay. But yeah, the chazan ish himself wasn't so happy, convinced about it. He was machmir himself. The fact that it is roi to give to a behemoth, even though people don't, he held it still has kedusha shliach. Okay, so therefore,
because people don't do it,
yeah, even though people don't do it, the fact that the ethic is roi for it, therefore you
also have a good usage for the animal.
Yeah, even though people don't do it, so
that's why.
And therefore, you cannot stump throw it away. Okay, so even though we said that food which has was roi for Michael Adam has kedusha shliach, you cannot use for refuah, but food which is roi for behemah can be used at least for a fur. Yeah, you can do that thing to put on your as a band-aid. Yeah, but we're not going to get involved in that now. It's machlokes whether you can actually convert it into a medicine. Okay, where you're actually destroying it now. Okay, so you can, if the food in its status now, if it's animal food, then you can use it for a band-aid. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, all different shemushim, but you can't actually, yeah, machloket is when you convert it into a band-aid. That you're taking away the kedusha of it. Okay,
you can also eat it with the gamma. You can eat it.
What? No. What?
A human could eat the animal food?
No,
he can't.
No, you can't. Yeah. If there's something which is music both for animals and the him, animals and the person, yeah. So then it's totally on the
massive
when he picked it, then he decides what it is. Yeah. But even if you did use it for muscle, for you had in mind for muscle him, you can still use that for muscle other. Yeah, because that is a very normal thing to do. Therefore, that would still be acceptable.
You have one.
Okay. Yes,
yeah.
I'll take
away.
Because
he had nine
bills. No. Even if you have in mind for Master Behema, but because Master Behema can be used for other things also. Yeah. So you can also use it for a person. Yeah. Okay. Fine. I guess. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. We have to finish this up next week. Then.